Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest hosts. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio with that online radio with a rah. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to our, as we would call, Martin Luther King Day edition, celebrating the holiday. You know, we're going to talk about what does today mean to you? Did you do anything special today? Those type of things. But, hey, we just want to say thank you for tuning in, because you can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me. And Miss Stallion Baltimore, I got you over there, Mama. Hello. Okay, maybe not yet. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and get into the show. We're going to go ahead and get it cracking around here and show y'all how we do. Check it out. This right here up first in honor of Martin Luther King and the whole civil rights movement and fighting against the unjust. Check it out. This right here is Sean Brown. This is called Please Don't Shoot. You know what he's talking about. Shout out to Mike Brown. R.I.P.
My skin color shall not give you the right to judge. It shall not give you the right to shoot.
Sean Brown.
Heads up, please don't shoot. L.A. beat me, L.A. beat me, please don't shoot. Skin color, please don't shoot. Nappy bed, please don't shoot.
I like the roar with my windows down and the music loud.
Music loud.
Seat lean back for a little bit of comfort and some style. But that don't mean that I'm untamed, I am not wild. With my hat to the back, please don't judge me, I'm out of that crowd. Just because my skin color is black, black, black. Everywhere that I see them cops in the back, back, back. What they gon' do now? Pull me over now. Cause some bullshit, say that I fit the description. Well, I'm sub my record so great. Got a DUI at 17. Probably off my record cause I'm loaded down. Got a couple tickets that I'm trying to pay now. Hold back, can I reach for my license? I'ma reach in my pocket. So please get your hands off that gun. Please get your hands off that gun. Don't shoot, got a baby all the way. Don't shoot, trying to make a damn change. I think this community really needs me. Being black in America ain't easy.
Officer, please don't shoot. I'm trying to make it home just like the troops. Officer, please don't shoot. I know you don't like me because of my roots. Officer, I got my hands up. Please don't shoot, please don't shoot. Officer, apply for the rules. Please don't shoot, please don't shoot.
And march for the better land. Conquer and divide would probably be the plan. Black skin, you ain't legal around this motherfucker. Court cases full of bullshit, did I stutter? Tupac probably wasn't thinking this when he wrote changes. All these racist faces around me, I found me a new fate. That's retaliate. Slow down, can't win when I'm full of hate. Every day I'm in a color drop dead. From a bullet cop, pull the trigger to the head. Pull each other down, we can never get ahead. Zombies and we all getting spoon fed. Sheepo gotta wake up real quick. News nigga real sick. Came a bill past due, I ain't even pay. Cause all they do is show negativity. Trying to keep peace on my mind, but it's hard to do when the bad boy's always the enemy. Shot down when I mind that was a friend of me. Why can't they just let a real brother be and take his life? He ain't got no receipt. And there go another one, gone with a dream. Damn, it's a shame. This life will never be the same. Anywhere you go, a gun range. Pop, 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 gotta duck and dodge. Cops out here breaking laws. Justice system full of flaws. When you gonna wake up? It's too late when you see a body taped up.
Sean Brown,
you
lick me. Officer, please don't shoot. I'm trying to make it home just like the truth.
no peace. Monstrous Radio. Don't forget we are interactive on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. I even got the blog, talk room, chat room open. So hit us up. We open up the lines in just a little bit, 424-243-9649. We want to know, what does Martin Luther King Day and this whole holiday mean for you? And did you do anything special? I want to know. Do you dig? So, hey, check it out. We're going to go ahead and keep it moving. I'm going to try to keep it as nonviolent as I can. Good luck with that. You know all the submissions that we get. So, hey, you got some positive music. You got some R&B. You got something you need to get out there. Hit us up, monstersradio@gmail.com. Check it out. This is coming up out of New York. Peter Leo, DJ Concept. This is called Oh Baby, Monstrous Radio, talking about this is an issue that conflicts. Guys out there, pay attention. Matthew, pick it up.
Yeah.
Brentwood, a Puerto Rico.
Hey.
What's up, baby? Oh, I love it when you talk to me like that. A hood tale from the streets of Brentwood, New York. Yeah, I'm that young fly dude, ladies call baby daddy. I'll be on my grind, so they all try and grab me. Once they get acquainted, yo, they won't get married. But see, that young kid too slick, too savvy. Back in the day, I met this chick named Janiqua. Said she liked the way my sound bump out the speaker. Groupie status, seen the stuff on a sneaker. But she trying to front like a real fly diva. Once I fit my game, I had that check. Shorty jumped on me like I had the Axe Effect. Trying to stick me in her wall, I almost let her. But my mama always said, son, you know better. Fast forward 2 months later, I'm doing my thing. Cruising in my whip when I heard my cell phone ring. It was Janiqua. I said, yo, what's good, mama? She said, I'm pregnant and you are
a mother. I know you said it, but I took that test, and it was negative. Daddy ain't raised no fool. I want protection, girl, you ain't that cool.
Ha ha ha.
Try to touch my toe, get at my pace, so, but you move too slow. And now you're dead broke, mommy ain't raised no fool. I wore a Jimmy hat, girl, you ain't that smooth. Liar, liar.
I'm
sitting contemplating, hyperventilating, stressing about what am I gonna do, but be cool, cause you know you was covered with that rubber. Plus you checked if any liquid came through, but now that I think back, maybe I ain't checked that. Plus I was lean back from sipping a six pack. Shorty was nothing but a needle in a haystack. Now to think about it, I ain't even gonna chase that. As time moves on, things are looking hella grim. Shorty was hell bent, far from a seraphim. She calling me from different numbers every day. Said she gon' get in my pocket, said she don't get it away. So I get a phone call, I'm like, who's this? Hello, hello?
Janiqua?
It was Janiqua, and she said she gave birth to a little baby boy, and he looks just like you.
Oh, girl, that ain't my kid. I know you said it is, but I took that test, and it was negative. Daddy ain't raised no fool. I want protection, girl, you ain't that cool.
Ha ha ha.
Try to touch my toe.
Get at my pace,
but you move too slow.
And now you're dead broke,
mommy ain't raised no fool.
I wore a Jimmy hat, girl, you ain't that cool.
Liar, liar.
Time moves on. Many things changed. Baby got bigger. Kept the last name. Yeah, I took that test and just like I said it is, it was negative. Moral of the story, always keep covered. You don't want no stinky baby mother. Child support, hustling, cutting you short. Before you give her a dollar, make sure the baby is yours. If it is, then man up. Yeah, don't stand up. For all my real fathers in the hood, put your hands up. Yo, my mama ain't raised no fool. Young baby father, 1-2, and I'm out, yo.
Say
yo,
papa.
lyrics. I'm so turned up right now, I ain't trying to answer my phone, cause she's so mad right now. You could do it all that on your own. You know I'm single and I'm loving it. Music, they be bumping it, never getting up of it, yeah. So tell me if you're coming with, I'm looking for someone to get in trouble with. So move your man to the side, and don't let him know you're coming out, cause we gon' be all night. So girl, I hope you're ready right now. Now all I want is for me and you to go and get low. And all night long, I've been trying to hear this song. I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you made me wanna right now. Ain't trying to spit no games. All I wanna know is are you down? Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You make me want it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. To get at me right now, yeah, right now, yeah, right now, right now, right now. Get at me right now, yeah, right now, yeah, right now, right now, right now. Get at me right now. Bad girl, she an actress, down for anything I was asking. You know what's good when you leave a girl bragging, but now friends looking, she ain't gonna have this. I love it when the girls say they mix. In my last one, she was part Asian. She told me that she don't like rappers. I said, girl, you better stop playing. Yeah, but that was 2 shots ago. I'm on the road. Anything you want, girl, I guarantee I got in store. I respect women, I ain't trying to get them all to go, but really they be acting up and anything is possible. We dancing, don't stop. We drinking, say ah. I'm thinking off top. Are we leaving or no? Now all I want is for me to go and get low. And all night long, I've been trying to hear this song. I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you made me want it right now. Ain't trying to spit no game. All I wanna know is are you down? Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You make me get it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. To get at me right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Get at me right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Get at me right now. All I want is for me and you to go and get low. Get at me, girl. And all night long, I've been trying to hear this song. I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you made me want it right now. Ain't trying to spit no game. All I want to know is are you down? Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You made me want it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. To get at me right now. Yeah, right now. Yeah, right now, right now, right now. Right now,
that's Sean Lyrics from the Twin Cities. So, hey, check it out. After this next track, I'm going to open up the lines. Looks like it's starting to fill up over here. You dig? So, hey, check it out. We just going to go ahead and keep it moving. You know the number, 424-243-9649. You dig? You need some hot beats in your artist? Check this
Attention,
one out.
Artists of all music genres, search no more for industry quality beats at a quality price. SoundClick.com/KingsBeats. That's KingsBeats. Featuring trap, soul, hip hop, R&B, and more. SoundClick.com/KingsBeats. That's KingsBeats. Visit today. We may just have something you like. For more information, contact Kings at 850-519-4384. SoundClick.com/KingsBeats. We may just have something you like.
Yes, you need them hot beats. Hit him up. I got some hot tracks coming out with him, and we're also going to be using some of his beats to play in the background noise during our discussion. So, hey, check it. I got that one track to play. Then we're going to open up the lines. I'll see you 302-469-214-912-612. Check it out. I know you're all there, and we don't never get tired. So, new Kevin Gates, he's coming to the Twin Cities real soon. And, hey, check it out.
I was trying to get
Uh huh. And he ain't charging for him. You want to hook up with him? Hit me up. I can make shit happen. Yeah, Monsters Radio.
I don't get tired. Ask God, he said, grind harder. Learn from every time you ever fail. If it never fail, just grind smarter. Iron sharpened, you the dag on they hindquarters. And they all acting. Rap game, I'm a pallbearer. Kill me, get a call after. First look, it was all laughter. Kevin Gates, no small matter. Made men believe when they didn't believe. Dive in the crowd, no safety holders. Got in the booth, no safety on it. Aiming, I shoot for the stars. Got the award, I ain't win no awards. Only meaning one thing, don't get tired, I go hard.
I was trying to get it how I live. I want them dead presidents.
No, no.
I want them pull up. Head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired.
We share a car, my hat never. Couldn't afford flights, no air travel. Still Rice Krispies like sand gravel. Walking testament of what can happen the moment you follow your heart. Keeping the faith even when it get dark. They can give up as I tell them get lost. 6 years ago, I just purchased a farm. Most likely the one that you cannot afford. Right foot on the gas. Balenciaga be accelerating. I'm doing the dance. She said I'm with. Shawty be doing her shit. And it's okay to say that she bad. Look to the right and I give her a grade.
I was trying to get it how I live. I want them dead presidents.
No, no.
I want them pull up. Head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired.
Don't play with the hustle, you eat or you stuff. Don't mimic, pretend to just be who you are. Ain't never changing like this from the start. Only meaning one thing, don't get tired, I go hard. Don't play with the hustle, you eat or you stuff. Don't mimic, pretend to just be who you are.
Get it, get flat, I got six jobs, I don't get tired. I was trying to get it out of here. I want some dead presidents.
We go 24 hours a day at monstrousradio.com. You can connect with all of our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter pages, whatever you need to know how to submit music, whatever it may be. You can find everything at monstrousradio.com. So, all right, y'all, hold on. Let me go over here because there's a lot of people over here today. Looks like there's quite a few people over here from Texas, Atlanta. Looks like we got some Cali numbers. We got a lot of numbers over here. So I'm going to thumb through them and see if I can find my co-host here for a hot second. Hold on. Let me see if this is her over here. Stallion Baltimore?
Yeah, it's my
Nope, that's not her on that one. hold on, let me check this other one.
It's me.
There we go. We got her now. Sexual chocolate in the building.
What's going on? What I have a problem with. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, don't get hung up on, but be monstrous.
Hang up on me. It's going to get monstrous around this motherfucker if you hang up on me. Let me tell you something. Do you not know your co-host's phone number? I'm just saying.
Okay. She said, y'all heard her now. Please help me out in the chat room and all the discussion rooms. She says, how do you not know your co-host's number? Okay. A lot of people out there, they probably think the same thing right now. They over there like double dutch, just jumping. Go on, tell her, E. Go on, tell her, E. Well, let's keep it 1,000. In today's age, we don't look at people's number. Your name comes up on my caller ID. If I actually know your number, it's probably because I don't like you because you're not registered in my phone. Hello.
Well, then I guess I'm lucky. I guess I'm lucky. I'm lucky that you know my number. Can you hear me real good?
I can hear you. We're just talking at the same time, that's all. Go ahead.
Okay, well, stop doing that. When the queens talk, you're supposed to be quiet. It is. What's up, Monstrous World? It is me. I'm Monstrous Radio. Sorry on Baltimore.
Okay.
So we're going to get into this since it is Martin Luther King Day. I just want to say a quote.
And you
want
to be violent. Mm-hmm.
I am not.
You're going to threaten people on Martin Luther King Day. Ooh-wee. I'm just saying. How you going to threaten somebody on Martin Luther King Day?
Only you. Because sometimes you just deserve it. I'm just saying. Hello.
I'm glad I got witnesses over here. Because when you put that breakdown, I'll be talking again. Oh, Debo looking at. Let's go ahead and get into the discussion of today. You dig? Seeing that it is the holiday, which I call a true American holiday.
It is.
You know, what does today really mean to people? You dig? Some people, they see it as, just a free day off. You dig? But what does today really significantly mean to you? You dig? Some people say it's a day of peace. Some people say all kinds of things. You dig? But I want to know, what does it mean to you? So what does Martin Luther King Day mean to you, Miss Baltimore Stallion?
Martin Luther King Day means to me is a time when a very special man brought two different worlds together.
Mm-hmm.
In some places, the worlds are still separate. In some people's hearts, the world is still separate. So sometimes there's nothing you can do about that. But he did something big for us, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, there's so many things that are going on now that would not have went on if Martin Luther King didn't do the things that he did, if he didn't say the things that he said. We wouldn't be going to school with, the white people. You wouldn't have a white person as a best friend. You wouldn't, you wouldn't be working with the white people. You'd still be walking through the back doors. You still the celebrities. There were even, people don't know, there were even celebrities that were black that
mm-hmm.
were still having to go through the kitchen. You know, and they had
mm-hmm.
plenty of money just like the white folks, but they still had to do what the law was, and that was walk through the back, through the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You still dining and you getting wine and all that, but you sitting back there close to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot to me. You know, it's not just a day that we have off because when I moved to Texas, my parents was in my mom was in Garland. And for a long time, Garland didn't get out for Martin Luther King Day. Dallas did all day, but Garland did not get out for Martin Luther King Day. Maybe the day after, the day before, the weekend before, but their asses was in school on Martin Luther King Day. So pretty much that's what it means to me. You know, like he said, like Martin Luther King says, our only hope today lives in the ability to recapture the revolutionary spirit and go out into a sometimes hostile world declaring external hostility to poverty, racism, and militarism. Think
right.
Read his quote and see mm-hmm. what they mean to you today, where the changes came from back then and what the change and how, you know what I'm saying, how you became a better person, because I know definitely I became a better person because of Martin Luther King.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. All right. Well, here's definitely a couple of things that, you know, that we're going to talk about, some things that I've seen over the internet. Like, I've seen some things that said Martin Luther King was a white slave.
Right.
You did? Right. Seen a lot of stuff out there. Hold on, we're going to open up the lines. But something that you touched about when you said things wouldn't be the same if it wasn't him? I mean, do you think that it would still really, really be the same, like segregated, if it wasn't for Martin Luther King?
I think so. I think Martin Luther King and Malcolm X had a big, big, you know, made a big change in the world. You know, it's and that goes, you know, it goes, and also, you know, we can't, you cannot forget Abraham Lincoln, because that's where it's coming from. So, a lot of people don't know there was a lot of black people that had slaves too. It just wasn't the white folks; it was black people too.
That's true. A lot of people don't know that. You dig? Just like a lot of people don't know Lincoln really didn't really didn't free the slaves for your freedom.
What?
He really didn't free you for your freedom.
Mm-mm.
Real talk.
No, he did. Hey,
so all right. What about coming up through the times? I mean, you don't think Al Sharpton, or say like today, I believe his name is T.D. Jakes, or you don't think none of those guys could have made like a difference towards it? And I want to ask you another question about Malcolm X, too, something that a lot of people don't know.
I mean, I don't think so. You know, when you talk about T.D. Jakes, you know, talented man. That's pretty much all I can say. But you know, I'm still at the point where I believe that when it comes to those churches like that, that's something that I just don't believe in. I don't believe that there's ATMs in churches. I don't believe that the church should be, the congregation should be so big that you don't even know your own pastor. There's bodyguards. You can't even get to them without a bunch of bodyguards being there. That is just something that I can't believe in, you know. So I can't say that. I can't say, because they're preaching on the Bible. They're not preaching on the things that, you know what I'm saying, that was going in, okay, how can we would have made this better, this, that, whatever, whatever, whatever. That is a whole new day and a whole new subject when we get into TDJ. So,
right.
Maybe Al Sharpton goes back. You know, Al Sharpton is, how you say, is he's like a Martin Luther King. You know, he was back then. He walked those walks. You know what I'm saying? He was there when a lot of those speeches were, you know what I'm saying, was made. He walked beside him at one time. You know what I'm saying? That's a powerful man. But some people, they have all that power and they don't know what to do with it, or they don't know the right words to come out of it. But, yeah, I believe that maybe Al Sharpton, his words would have brought us to a whole nother level also.
Right. Okay. Well, let's go over here and open up the lines a little bit and see if some other people want to talk about what does Martin Luther King Day mean to them. So, all right, check it out. We're going to check over here. You hear what we're talking about, y'all. 469-508. You heard that ding in your ear. Who we got on Monsters Radio? Hello.
Yo, what's up with it, man? It's your boy, Swag Vizzle, Prince of R&B, in the same swagger. Monsters Radio, we doing it just like that. I'm ready to get in this thing.
What's good, swagger?
Man, say, first of all, Let's step into the. I'm very, very distraught today, man, because I went to one of the largest MLK parades in the nation. You know what I'm saying? Dallas is known for one of the largest MLK parades in the nation. And I just feel that our young people, man, are very lost. I'm very sad, man, because we were out there. You know, I had my little girl with me and everything, man. And through the middle of the parade, man, people are chanting, and we're thinking about I Have a Dream, and we're getting together, whites, blacks, whatever. And then some youngsters, man, I'm talking about like 7th, 8th grade, 9th grade youngsters, get into a scuffle at the parade. We're talking about 40, 50 kids get into a scuffle at the parade. And when they get into the scuffle, please come in. And it's like a reenactment of what was going on back then, but just in a bad way. Because you had the horses and the police on horses, and they drawing their guns and everything else. Now, the kids separated. You know, the pack went one way, the other pack went another way, and they didn't do nothing but circle around. You know how they do. And they end up fighting again. They end up fighting again, and it was a shootout that broke out. So, you know, here I am trying to teach my kids what Martin Luther King meant to us. And it's us that's destroying the whole dream. I think when the question that you were asking about if Martin Luther King or Malcolm X, if they weren't the ones, would it still be a change? I think we would evolve eventually with somebody. Somebody would step up to the plate. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to disagree. And this is with my perspective. You know what I'm saying? Just my thinking and my knowledge of what I know. I'm going to have to disagree with the Al Sharpton thing. Because, yes, Al Sharpton was around when Malcolm X was going on. Al Sharpton was around when Martin Luther King was doing his thing. You know what I mean? And he was quiet. He wasn't vocal. He was staying in the back just like Jesse Jackson was staying in the back. You know what I mean? They'll speak every now and then when the cameras are lit. But then when Malcolm is gone, Martin is gone, they were gone too. But they were still here living. You know, these two people put their lives on the line for that. We still say, Reverend Al Sharpton, where's your church? First and foremost. Who ordained you? First and foremost. You know what I mean? Where is your congregation? You know what I mean? What is your denomination? We don't even know. Jesse Jackson fell back from the presidency and everything else because he was scared. He was frightened. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He don't say much. But y'all got to understand, too, that Al Sharpton was an informant for the mob. A lot of people don't know that.
Okay,
he was an informant. We gotta do our research on people, man. It's a reason why, you know, certain people wouldn't stand out and say anything or take up the torch of Malcolm and Martin. And another person that we forgot to address that helped us or was trying to help us a lot was JFK, who died in Dallas, you know what I'm saying, back on November 22nd, you know what I mean, because he was helping black people, and he was hooking up with Martin Luther King to help.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's other people, Cesar Chavez, who was a freedom fighter. He was Hispanic, but he was a freedom fighter as well with the cops.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of...
And that's
a lot of
people don't know why we have a street called Cesar Chavez.
Right. A lot of people don't know. But there's a lot of other people that were standing up that are not being recognized. I can't sit there. We don't have no black leaders anymore. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got Barack Obama, but he by himself. Everybody had some kind of help. We don't have any other leaders. You know what I'm saying? Do you think T.D. Jakes would have sit there and took this? I think not. You can sit there and look at TPN and him being a good old boy on the TPN channel. I mean, I know there's a lot of y'all watch TPN and all that, you know, but it's a bunch of yes men. There's a bunch of Uncle Toms rolling around right now, and I don't think they don't care about, you know, black or white. They care about green, the dollar, the money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So with that being said, we don't have nobody. Just like when John Wiley Price used to be a militant and used to fight for the rights of blacks, and once he became a councilman with the city of Dallas, what happened? Oh, the white folks gave him all that money. And then what happened later on after he was getting all that money and keeping him a hush-hush? Well, they tried to sit there and arrest this man for having $250,000 in his house. A man can't have it. I mean, he don't even make that type of salary. You know what I'm saying? But maybe he just made some good investments, you know what I'm saying, in what he did. But then they had to let him go because they had no evidence on him. You know what I'm saying? They had no evidence on him. They're going to use you until they can get all the use up out of you. And then they'll try to throw you away or discard you. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, it's going to be somebody's going to take up the torch. We're going to have some more black leaders, especially with all this uprising with the laws and the killing of young black men and different things like this. It's going to happen. There's going to be some young men that we don't even have names for. And I think this might even be some celebrities like, you know what I'm saying, like what Stallion was saying. Some celebrities are going to step up, you know what I'm saying, and get their protests on. Now, I know LeBron James, even though I don't like him, LeBron James, you know what I'm saying, he made some protests a lot during the whole thing too. You know, took off their uniforms and played with the uniforms with Trayvon Martin on it. It might have been a political stunt. It might have been, you know, just something to get some ratings or be in the eye. But, right, it's going to happen, man. Somebody is going to – and I, you know what? I'm going to tell you who to look out for, real talk. Y'all better watch out for J. Cole, man. Y'all better watch out for J. Cole. J. Cole is very political, man. He's very political. Well, so I'm going to tell you like this, though. You remember Pac? Pac was going to go run for president. A lot of people don't know that. Do you think Pac would have lost?
Yeah.
No.
You think he would have lost?
I don't think he would have lost. Unless they would have rigged it, I don't think he would have lost. I just want to inject this part. I think that there are still freedom fighters out there. I can't think of some of their names right now. But what I think the difference is, they try to silence them. You dig? They don't get the publicity that used to come back then, even though a lot of the actions were a lot more heinous, and that's why they would get publicity, so much publicity. Like, you know, a lot of the walks would get publicity because the police were putting dogs on people, beating them up, so on and so forth. Like here in the Twin Cities, there's a lot of local guys that go out, and you can actually see them, and a lot of these freedom fighters, you'll find them on YouTube. You'll see them going out into the streets, putting things out, saying we need to stop doing this, think about our people, so on and so forth. But I think that the niche that's really working today is a lot of people out there asking for justice for everybody. You know what I mean? I mean, don't get me twisted. I'm not saying that we shouldn't act for black justice. You dig? But when you just ask for black justice, you kind of ostracize yourself from everybody else instead of just saying we need justice and equality across the board. You know what I mean? Yes,
and
we need to focus in our community.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. Even when they killed those two policemen, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When they killed those two policemen, I felt bad, dude. Like, they didn't need to die. You know what I'm saying? They didn't need to die. The people that sit there and kill those young men are still out there sipping Mai Tais and kicking it and getting paid while two innocent white cops just died because of their behalf. That's not fair. That's not just. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just that, man. It's a lot of Hispanics that are getting, especially down here in Texas, you know what I'm saying, that are getting twisted up and railroaded all day long because they crossed the border with this Border Patrol thing that we got going down here. But that's been under the rug. You know what I'm saying? That's been swept under the rug. So, you know, it's just, we need equality for everybody, man, for everybody. You know what I'm saying? We all need to come together, man, and just get this justice thing the way it need to be. And it starts from the judicial system of who we elect to run and govern our cities, states, and the country. If you don't vote, you ain't got shit to say. Don't even get on this radio station and try to come up here and say nothing. Don't try to sit there and go on YouTube and say nothing. You didn't even cast a vote. So you're a thought. You are a political thought. We don't need thoughts. You know what I'm saying? We don't need thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Don't get out and vote. Make your decision, make your voice be heard. People died on this type of stuff, man. I'm sitting here watching Rosa Parks right now, BET. You know what I'm saying? People like this put their lives on the line so we can have freedom to ride a bus. I don't even like riding in the front. You know what I'm saying? How many times you see young people riding in front of the bus? Don't worry, I wait. You don't. Give me the older folks.
They get in the back.
Why would you get in the back when we work so hard to be in the front?
Right. They're trying to duck out of sight so they can do dirt on the bus, so that's why they sit in the back. I'm just saying, so, all right, y'all, hey, hold them thoughts in your head. We're going to go ahead and send some more music, and we're going to come and bring it back. We got some more callers we can talk to. So stick with us, y'all. Check it out. This right here is the 13th one. It's called Go Home. Alabama, where y'all at? I seen y'all Brown Bomber won that fight the other night. Ooh-wee.
Let's go home. Let's go home. Let's
bitch, I just want you. Now call up your best friend and maybe she could slide through. Ay. Tonight is a threesome over my place. Tonight is a threesome over my place. And I'm hoping that they down for whatever. I'm about to make them look like I got them on the schedule. Yeah. And they say they like that. And they say they like that. Cause see, I don't judge them, I don't judge them. Everything we do, we keep it undercover. So down low, everything they down for, they already know. Look, hey, they a slave to a page in my rhyme book. I be staring at my wrist, it's not to check the time. Look, black shades, Ray-Bans all on the lenses. And I be staying so gone just to keep a distance.
And I don't mind if you wanna come through. If you got a friend, baby, you can bring her too.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio. That's D Ray featuring Marquell. It's called One Chance right here on Monstrous Radio. So, all right, let me go over here with Miss Stallion Baltimore. We're going to open it back up with Suave Swagger. So, let's go over here and check in with, let's see, who we got over here. We got one person. Oh, and then we get to Jay Dirty. All right, check it out. He's from Georgia. I definitely want to hear what Martin Luther King Day means to him. So, check it out. We're going to check in with this 469394. And see what Martin Luther King Day means to you. What's up, 469? Who we got on the show? Hello. 469394. All right, just a listener. That's what it do. So, all right, let's go over here and jump over here with, I believe it's Jay Dirty. That you over there, Jay Dirty? Hello.
Yeah, what's happening, bro?
What's good, bro?
Shit, just cooling, man. You know how
that's what it do. That's what it do. So, all right, bro, you know what we're talking about today is Martin Luther King Day, you know, a holiday. People got mixed emotions about today and the man that is in honor today. I just wanted to know what you being from Georgia and all, you know, what does Martin Luther King Day mean to you?
Martin Luther King Day, man, like, it ain't even just a day, dog. Like, I don't like to put him in a box. Like, I don't like to put Martin Luther King in a damn box. Like, but like, if people like to live by his damn rules, like, on one certain fucking day. Like, no, you need to live by his words every fucking day. It ain't just one damn day out of the year you need to start praising and doing it. No, all year, bro. 365, man, 24/7. That's how the fuck you need to be living. I don't like hypocrites, dog. You gonna tell me one day out of the motherfucking year you show your motherfucking respect, dog? No, bro, that's corny. Like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. If you really fuck with the man like that and you know what the fuck he stand for, you gonna live like that 24/7, 365. I don't want to hear you talking about a Martin Luther King Day. That motherfucker got a day every day in my damn book because he did such a big thing. Like, this motherfucker went through hell just so that white folk like me and black folk like all my friends, we could be cool like that. Like, you know what I mean? And that's the thing I love about it, bro. Like, this man, he went through hell, got beat, got arrested, like, and he was never violent. He was never violent, dog. Never, bro. Never got violent, dog. He got the hell beat out of him all day. He never was violent. Never. And he never got a spear crushed, bro. That's the difference between a motherfucking coward and a pretender and a motherfucking man and a soldier, dog. Like, a coward and a pretender like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, they cowards and they pretenders, man. But dudes like Malcolm and Martin, like, bro, they soldiers, man. Like, they men. You know what I mean, bro? They stood for something and they died for something, bro. They wasn't just there when the camera was on. They were, you know what I mean? They didn't just give it, like, because Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, dog, let's be honest, bro. They only go there, they only get out when the cameras is on and when a white man kill a black dude. But they ain't never there when the same race is killing each other, bro. Like, they don't show up for that shit. Yeah, that's corny to me anyway, because, like, bro, like, so for me personally, I think they both racist any damn way. They only show up when a white man kill a black dude. Like, what about the rest of them young brothers killing each other? You don't show up for that? You know, and that's just my opinion, bro. Like, there's something fishy about them dudes to me, bro. Like, yeah, they might have some good words, but, you know, even the devil tried to quote the Bible to Jesus when he tempted them, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't even believe none of them dudes be saying. Like, they scripted. but you got dudes like Martin and Malcolm, bro. They was not scripted. They was raw and uncut, and they died behind the reason that they was prepared to die for, and they went out like soldiers and G's to me, and I respect the hell out of that. Because you name one motherfucker today that would lay down their motherfucking life and die so motherfuckers come together. Name one. I wait. Yeah. Exactly, dog. Them motherfuckers were soldiers, bro. They was G's, man. They laid their life down and died about it. I respect the fuck out of that, bro. Like, you don't see that kind of mentality no more. Like, them was some grown motherfucking men. They wasn't no thugs from the goddamn street. They wasn't no G's. They were men, bro, and they stood for something and they died for something. And it was a big damn deal because me, I grew up around Mexicans and blacks. Like, I didn't have no white people around me. I didn't have no white friends or nothing like that because of the neighborhoods I lived in, so... Bro, you know, so I got a bunch of perspectives, bro, and it's like the only damn people that gave me trouble growing up was white folk down here. Like, they the only motherfucker that looked at me crazy when I walked in there with three of my black or Mexican homies. They looked at me crazy and goddamn police profiled me because I was riding with these dudes. Yeah, I went through that same shit with them. Yeah, I got the same shit that they got just because I was with them, bro. So, yeah, the only people that gave me problems down here was white folks, man. And I'm going to be honest with you, though. There is some racist black folk, too, and there's some racist Mexicans that I've dealt with, too, bro, that don't really like white folks. So I've got it from all sides, bro. But, I mean, like, at the end of the day, every single race got evil in it, bro. Every damn one of them, cuz. All of them got their flaws, bro. And the thing is, though, that the people in them races that don't give a fuck about it, that love everybody else, bro, equally, those are the people that matter. All them evil motherfuckers in all races, fuck them. I don't care about them. They on that bush. I don't care about them. You're not going to get through to them, bro, because all they see is hate. You ain't going to get through to them. The only motherfucker that can touch them is Jesus, man. That's it. Man, we can't say shit to these evil motherfuckers and already to hate the next man of a different color. We can't say shit to them to change their mind, bro. They're not going to change. Like, let's just be honest about the situation, because how many damn years motherfuckers been getting up here talking about some, you know, we need to come together shit. They're not trying to hear that. I still go in the goddamn stores, but I still get looked at crazy. I still get pulled over by the police for riding with a black homie of mine. Like, you know, but I don't never get pulled over when I'm by myself. It's that kind of shit. I'm like, you're not going to change no evil people, bro. Like, there's only one motherfucker that can do that, and we not them. We not God. So, anyway, you know, my whole perspective on the Martin Luther King thing, dog, is, bro, that dude lived for something, man. He died for something, dog. And I respect the fuck out of that. And...
Right.
And the fact that he wasn't a racist, bro, that was pretending. Like, he wasn't just for the black folks. That's what I respected about him, man. Because usually all these damn leaders that pop up, bro, they all for just one race. Whether it be a white leader that's all for the white, or whether it's a black leader all for the black. Like, no, it ain't even about that.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, for everybody, man, we all got to coexist with each other, bro. We all make money off each other, dog. We all living in the same motherfucking land. Like, it ain't even nothing about no one color, man. Fuck that shit. We all coexist, bro. All of us. So that racism shit, bro, that's corny. Like, that don't even make no fucking sense. Like, these white dudes getting rich off of motherfuckers like us from the goddamn gutter that's buying their products, bro. So what the fuck you mean? If we quit buying your shit, you gonna go broke, motherfucker. So, yeah, keep talking shit, dog. You really want to protest, quit buying motherfucking shit. Bet they change their motherfucking mind. Because all these little goddamn companies like Jordan, motherfucking Nike, and all this bullshit, quit buying this shit. Watch how motherfucking quick they try to be your goddamn friend. They can make money off us. And then we going broke trying to buy this shit. So it's like, it's a cycle, man. It's a whole bunch of bullshit, dog. Like, it's like Suave said, bro, it's a money thing now, dog. The only color that matters now is green. Like, poor white people, poor black folks, poor Mexicans, they all get treated the same by the rich folk, man. It's a rich and poor thing. It ain't never been a black-white thing. It's a rich and poor thing now. If you poor, they don't fuck with you. If you rich, you get all the accommodations in the fucking world. They love you. But as soon as the damn money gone, they're going to throw your ass to the wolves anyway. You know what I mean? And that's what Martin was trying to do, was trying to bring everybody together, man. Poor and rich, white, black, Mexican, whatever. He didn't care. He was just trying to make sure that everybody loved him, because he was a reverend, bro. So that means he lived by the Bible. And he was just trying to see everybody coexist with love and peace, man. That's what I'm about. You know what I mean? Like, I don't treat nobody differently, man. Like, if a white dude disrespect me the same as a black dude, they both going to get the same treatment. One of us going to die. I don't give nobody no special damn treatment. Like, yeah, it's a respect thing with me, dog. Like, it don't matter what fucking color you with. If you can't respect me as a motherfucking man, then you got to move out of the way, or somebody going to have to get laid up. You know, that's how I'm living.
Hello.
But, I mean, yeah, I ain't going to take up all your damn time, bro. But that's just my little opinion on the matter, man. All these fake-ass TV motherfuckers, like, I saw it in them, they ain't about it. They ain't changing nothing, man. They just talking shit. Let's just be honest about the situation. They don't even like white folk, man. They just talking shit. And then, you know, none of the presidents we had, all these white presidents, they weren't doing nothing either. They all, only like Suave said, the only motherfucker that was trying to do something was JFK, and look what happened to him. He got the same damn treatment Mark and Malcolm got. He got popped, assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
So every damn body really that's in power that tries to make a change, they're going to get assassinated. It's sad, bro, but these motherfuckers are ready to die for that shit, and I respect it. I respect the hell out of that. They not cowards, bro. They men, and they ready to die. I love that shit.
Right, right. I feel it. Well, hey, thank you definitely for, you know what I mean, speaking your mind. Hey, you dropped a lot of jewels and bombs on them. I'm just saying. So, all right, so we're getting close to the end of the show. I'm going to go ahead and open up to Suave, let him go ahead and wrap up, you know, his end of the discussion and let him finish off this anything, you know, he wants to top off and say. Sorry, I had to put you on mute there for a little bit. You was giving me a little bit of background noise there, Suave.
Oh, okay. But, my bad, man. Just, right. Man, I salute J Dirt, you know what I'm saying? I salute you, Monsters Radio, you know what I'm saying, for putting this on, Stallion Baltimore. I salute everybody on the panel, man. But right now, man, the only thing that's going to beat this green, man, only thing that's going to beat this paper, man, is putting love back in our communities. You know what I'm saying? Putting love back
straight
in our
up.
Communities, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting
straight
together
up.
And not just, you know, when was it a time when people in the community didn't help each other out? If you seen somebody grass growing, this old lady grass getting high, you know what I'm saying? Back in my day, a couple of us brothers go up there and mow that yard. You know what I'm saying? We don't know this lady.
Right.
I mean, she's in the hood. She stay here. You know what I'm talking about? So we just going to handle that. We don't want to get paid for it. No, we just going to take care of that. You know what I mean? That's when you bring love back into the communities, man. If my little girl act up at your house, you know what I'm saying? Tap that butt, man, and tell me what she did, and then I'm going to tap it when she gets back to the house. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing about a community that stays together, man, a community that stays together all the way around. It takes a village to raise a child, man. It takes a village to come together and make a community work. You know what I'm saying? When we sit there and just worry about our own house, that's the problem. We worry about our own house, our own square, our own little piece of acre. You know what I'm saying? Instead of worrying about all that surrounds us. Because what happens when your child walks down the street to the neighbor's house? Does your jurisdiction stop there as a parent? Or does it go wherever your child go? Don't worry, I'll wait. So my jurisdiction is whatever my child hits, it's my jurisdiction. You know what I'm saying? And my children go everywhere. You know what I mean? So I'm in that thing, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm glad that we're getting along. Like I say, like my song says, love me, man. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't loving me, you know what I'm saying, to get the hell away from me. You know what I'm talking about? Because I don't leave. You dig? I'm enclosed.
Right. Okay.
What you got to top it off with, Miss Stallion Baltimore?
I mean, most of the guys, you know, they don't put it down. They don't say it. I'm actually sitting here looking at violence. Don't you? Violence. Violence between August Alcina and a promoter on the day, and the violence was at a non-violent event, and it's crazy. So that's what I was looking at. As I said, we as black people, we got to get it together, man. We as a community, we as the people. I didn't know it said the black, the white, the Asian. It said we as the people. So we as the people, we got to get it together. That's all I got to say.
Okay. That's what it do. Hey,
thank you, everybody who listened to the show. Thank you, everybody that participated, that shared the link. Let's see. Don't forget, you can get all the show tunes, all the times that we're coming on at monstrousradio.com. Please come out to Arnella's this Thursday. Hey, I'm going to be spinning on the ones and twos. We're taking over the club. That's right, another Monstrous Radio takeover. We're taking over the club. I got like two or three special performances. I'm going to do something, and we're going to get it in. So make sure you bring your ass out and get it in for that. Let's see.
That's about it. Hey, the show's over.
Oh, yeah, hey,
I got some things to do. What's that?
Hey, I just wanted to say this to close the show out, bro. Rest in peace, Dr. King, man. And your dream still lives on with motherfuckers like me, bro. Lay the rest. And I know you in heaven right now because God gave you a reward for dying about this shit, man. And your dream still lives on with motherfuckers like me. So rest in peace to that. You know what I mean? All
right. And we're going to end the show just like that. You did? Peace.